is the time for the leader to qualify. I said, my name is Royce. I'm in a compulsive overeater. I have been in this program approximately at least 23 years to qualify. I say at least because there's a dispute between my boss and I how long I've been at my current job, and I've been in this program as long as I've been at my current job. She seems to think I've been working here for 30 years. So I've given away 55 pounds thanks to this program. And being in my meeting that I've attended for almost all 23 years, I have we've been going through the big book, and we go through the big book probably almost twice a year. So I probably have been through the big book almost 46 times, which is incredible. So how did I get to this program? Well, I can tell you, initially I joined this program, it wasn't because of the weight, but it was the foods I was eating. I was compulsively eating were contributing to my breathing problems and anxiety and so forth. And I had no idea that that was going on. And my spiritual guide, as I'll call him, he directed me to join Overeaters Anonymous. And that was probably when I was 40. But, growing up, I was indoctrinated into eating. My parents, my mom was a very good cook, unfortunately for me, an excellent cook. And they didn't teach me to overeat. They were actually pretty good. We never ate bologna. I always ate salami. I never had mac and cheese. Never knew what mac and cheese was. But growing up, they were good at pretty much putting us on a healthy diet, except I was getting the kind of foods that were making me ill. I was an asthmatic when I was growing up, and maybe before I was a teenager, I really suffered quite a bit. And I remember my father one time, he used to take me out at night to try and help with my breathing, and we stopped at 4 in the morning to have donuts. And shortly after that, I ended up in the emergency room needing a treatment because of what the donuts did to, with regards to my breathing. So, bless their heart, they tried to do their best with me, but they didn't know that, wheat was a primary problem for me, and as well as, sugar and caffeine. And when I became a teenager, my parents really became food lovers, food and wine lovers, and they brought their kids along and indoctrinated them into that. And and that's when my love affair with food really began. And like I said, my issue wasn't so much consumption, but I did obsess about. I consider myself like a food addict, a flavor addict. I just love the taste of food. That was my greatest joy, and I loved it so much. I loved my mom's cooking so much. I mean, I couldn't tear myself away from it. I mean, I didn't. Unlike most kids, when I was in my, most kids get in their 20s, they get fed up with their parents. And they move out, and I wasn't willing to move away from that great source of food. I just loved it to death, and I even worked for my father, and we used to go out to lunch. And it wasn't until my 30s that, you know, the people who were fortunate enough to have what I consider, you know, non-abusive, good parents, so forth, like me, put their parents on a pedestal. You know, they're like the gods of your life. And it wasn't until my 30s that I finally saw them in a different light. And that's when I finally broke free of them. And, you know, my father and I went to like business, and he let me down. And that's when I realized he's not a god. He doesn't know everything. And I still, eating wise, when I moved into a building where I had a friend, and having that friend kept me on the straight and narrow. I didn't go off the rails per se. But then that job ended, our friendship ended, and then I moved into a building where I was completely on my own. I was left to my own decisions when it came to food. I had no one to walk me down the straight and narrow path. And the job got stressful. And as we know, what happens typically when you're under stress. I started drifting towards those foods, those compulsive foods, and it just became a six-cycle carousel. You know, I'd always have to get up in the morning and have something. You know, I would get sugar. I would get fat-free pastries I would buy from the market, and I would always would eat that, and it would make me jumpy. And then at lunchtime, I always had to have like a turkey sandwich to calm me down. And then, you know, I'd get through the end of the day, and I always felt like, okay, I have to reward myself. And one of the things I was really, really had a love affair with was cheese. So I always had, you know, had something, a meal that involved cheese in some shape, form, or matter, you know, pizza or tacos or often. And that cycle got me gaining weight. And putting on the weight didn't scare me, didn't bother me. It was really the first time I could remember putting on weight. And, first I had 5 pounds, and 10 pounds, and 15. And as I approached 20, it started to affect the one thing that did get through to me, which was my breathing. You take away my breath. When you're grow up as an asthmatic, that's the scariest thing you have to deal with. So that was my breaking point. And it was like, well, who could I talk to about this problem? Certainly not a doctor. You know, I grew up with the kind of parents that didn't have health insurance. I never had a job that had health insurance. My parents never went to doctors, you know, until they got older and Medicare. So I had this spiritual guy, this kind of guru, a guy I attended many, many lectures, and he had psychic ability. And I went to see him, and I asked him about it. And he was the one that opened my eyes and said, you know, the sugar and caffeine are making you compulsive. You know, the dairy, you're starting to get cholesterol from the dairy. You're getting panic attacks from the wheat and the pasta. And it's also contributing to your body holding a lot more fluid, which is contributing to the breathing. And the way he put it, he made it clear, like I had to go join Overeaters Anonymous. He said, you cannot stop eating this stuff. You know, you just can't. And I always followed his advice and so forth. And shortly thereafter, I started a new job. And, of course, I did the typical thing most of us do, you know, which is, well, I'll be damned, I'm going to try and lose the weight on my own. And, you know, I started off, I threw out all these foods that, you know, had sugar or dairy or wheat in them. And I went out and bought a lot of fruit is what I ended up buying. And I didn't realize you could actually continue to gain weight eating fruit. But you can. And I did. And so then I said, okay, I got to find a meeting. So I tried a how meeting. There was someone I knew in this how meeting. They scared the heck out of me. they sat in a circle, you know, someone latched on to me like a leech saying, I got to be your sponsor. You know, first day there, wanted to buy me a big book. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to be, you know, come back to this meeting. So I didn't. And I found a men's meeting, and